Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode Into the Fix. So last week we talked about making a case and how people tend to make a case either for themselves or against themselves, and that one of the things we want to be sure to always do is compare all the evidence before we draw conclusions. This week I want to talk to you about how to sabotage your New Year's resolutions. So New Year's is coming, and everybody probably across the globe makes some resolutions regarding their New Year. Either to save more money or to lose weight or to get into shape or whatever the case may be. But we all know, because at this point it's kind of become almost cliche, that most people's New Year's resolutions die by February or March. They kind of hit the ground running hard in January, but they kind of fizzle out. And so today I wanted to talk about great ways to sabotage your New Year's resolutions before you even get started. So the first way to sabotage your New Year's resolutions without even getting started is to pick the same goal from last year and do the same thing you did last year. And as funny and sort of sarcastic as that might be, there's a lot of truth in that. Because what a lot of people do is they say, well, you know, last year my goal was to lose weight. I didn't really do it. So this is going to be the year I'm really going to get on it and I'm really going to lose weight. And you go, okay, well, what are you going to do different from last year? Well, I mean, I'm not really going to do anything different. I'm just going to try harder this year. Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you probably tried hard last year too. And so just picking the same goal with the same method likely isn't going to get it done. And so I think that the way to sidestep this is to either pick a different goal or, more likely or more importantly, to pick a different approach to trying to achieve my goals. So one surefire way to sabotage your New Year's resolutions is to pick the same goal and try to approach it the same way you did last year. Another surefire way to sabotage your New Year's resolutions is to set a goal to change a behavior without understanding the cause of that behavior. So for instance, somebody might say, I overeat. And so they say, my goal this year is to not eat as much, to not overeat. But what they don't sort of mention in that sentence is that I've been overeating my whole life and that, you know, I've never really understood why I overeat, but I just always do. And so this year I'm just going to not do it. Well, what tends to be overlooked is that there's usually a reason why people do what they do. And so if you have a long standing sort of habit of doing the same thing, overeating, overspending, not getting enough sleep, whatever it might be, there's usually a cause for that. There's usually something that underlines that. If somebody says they can't sleep, then we should start asking questions about anxiety, because a lot of people lay awake at night because they're anxious. And so one of the surefire ways to make sure you don't achieve your goals is to just pick a behavior, but not look at anything else. And so you say, I want to spend less money, but you don't look at the role that spending money serves for you. Or you say, you know, I want to eat less, but you don't look at how problematic food has been for you over the long haul. Another way to surefire sabotage your New Year's resolutions is two-part. One way is to set a goal with no plans. And so somebody might say, you know, my goal this year is not to eat as much, or my goal is to lose weight. And you say, how do you plan on doing that? I go, well, I don't know. I'll figure that out on January 2nd. But right now, my goal is just not to eat as much. And so setting a goal without a plan is a surefire way for defeat. The flip side of that is having a plan with no goals. And so somebody says, well, you know, my New Year's resolution this year is to eat healthier. And you say, for what reason? And they go, I don't know. Shit, just it sounds like what a lot of people do is they're eating healthy this year. That won't work either, right? And so setting a goal with no plans is ineffective, but also having a plan with no goals is effective. And so if my plan is to change the way that I relate to my children, and somebody goes, well, why would you want to do that? And the answer is, I don't know, then we're well on the path to sabotaging our New Year's resolution. And the final way that people can sabotage their New Year's resolution without even getting started is to not pick one at all. At the end of the day, you know, we don't want to pick the same goal and do the same thing. We don't want to change a behavior and not look at the goal. We don't want to set a goal with no plans, and we don't want to set plans with no goals. But ultimately, we are never going to achieve resolutions we don't set. We're never going to achieve goals we don't set. And so one of the surest fire ways to make sure you sabotage your New Year's resolution is to wait until December 31st and then do nothing. Don't set any goals. Don't make any changes. Don't make any plans to make any changes. Because ultimately, without goals and without plans, we will achieve nothing. But that's not what we want. See, I don't go through these ways to sabotage your New Year's resolution sort of to be tongue-in-cheek or to be cheeky or to be funny or anything, because all of us at some point have set goals and not achieved them. And so my goal in doing this podcast isn't just to sort of poke holes at the things people have done in the past. The goal is that we look at these reasons why people don't achieve their New Year's resolutions and we don't do them. And so when I say that we shouldn't be setting goals without plans, we don't do that. We say, okay, I'm going to set a goal and a plan, right? We say that we're going to change a behavior for a reason, right? Or we say, you know what, this year, last year I did it this way, this year I'm going to do it differently. Ultimately, we want to set our goals. We want to set our resolutions. We want to set ourselves up for success. We want to set ourselves up so that this time next year, we're not talking about the same goal to achieve the following year. That this time next year, we're talking about the progress we made and how to build on it in 2025. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into The Fix. If you're in Pittsburgh, I have a private pay practice in Sewickley. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.